Well, welcome to Tuesday night prayer meeting.
Maybe we're first, I don't know. But we are emphasizing, of course, prayer tonight. I thought at the beginning of the meeting, so what's different? What should be different? Well, I know what should be different, and I know what will be different, but every meeting we come together and we begin to pray and look to the Lord. That's what we're going to do now. And then somewhere along the line, we remember the needs of camp, and we're going to do that also. And we just really want the Lord to have his way again tonight. But we have an opportunity in a little while to go to our knees or stay in our seats, whichever posture you assume, and let our requests be made known to God. I picked up this book and took a look through it, and I'm sure most of you have done a lot of it while you're here at camp. And I'm really glad that there are a lot of prayers that are in this book. Not every song, obviously, but there are so many that are really just petitions. They're prayers that we ask the Lord, and we sing them often. We sing a lot of these songs often. And so I thought, now, which one should we sing? Which one could we ask the Lord? Spirit of God, my teacher, be. Showing the things of Christ to me, that's a good prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I pray. That's a good prayer. That's in this book, too. And there are so many others. Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Wean it from earth through all its pulses move. And on we can go, and you can find some that you like, and there are others in this book. And when you sing them or notice them, make them your prayers. They're not just songs or sentiments or somebody's poem put to music, but those things that are prayers in this book are meant to be prayed as we say them or sing them to the Lord, and expecting that when we pray, we receive the answer to the petition that we desire from him. And so when you see a song, not only in this book, they're all through our hymnals, and sometimes we sing prayers to the Lord, we should expect answers from those prayers. Sometimes when we sing a song like that, I might say, let's sing number, whatever it might be, and then I'll say, no, let's pray number. Because that's what it is. It's our request. It's our petition. And so we're going to sing prayers to the Lord. We're going to look to the Lord and open our hearts to him. We're going to hear maybe something from his word concerning prayer. We then want to exercise ourselves in that discipline, that discipline of prayer. And what a mighty weapon it is, weapon that Paul says we have that are mighty through God, and they pull down strongholds. And one of those mighty weapons, I was the mightiest, I don't know. The word of God's a mighty weapon too. But thank God that we can pray. And so if you would join with me in praying together, number 51 in this book, nearer, still nearer, close to my heart, draw me my Savior, so precious thou art. Number 51.
Thank you.
number, but I don't. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and have told thy love to me. 345. Number 345.